catch up on Kennedy Malloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia. Welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. I'm Mick Malloy, and that is Dangerous Dave.
G'day, Mickey.
It is still the blue collar edition of Kennedy Malloy with Jane still on leave. Back next week.
Cool.
Big show.
What's
today.
On today?
Oh, let me tell you. Lee Sales. I want to ask her how she feels about being in Maxim's Club 100 list.
There's that blue collar
In the thinking man's crumpet section, I call it.
Well, Jane's in there. Lee Sales is in there. So it's all class. Well,
we will get to the bottom of that. Back on More Familiar Turf. Mark Scaife has new book out. And we're going to, hold his feet to the fire on some of the big issues in his career.
He's on the Mount Rushmore, though, driving in this country.
Well, he is.
There's a
few developments going on in supercar.
Scaffy.
And a couple of incidents he's been involved with over the duties. They need further examination. Hang about for that. SAS Australia, compulsive viewing. It was on last night, and Junior MasterChef was on.
Oh, man, where do you go? What do you do?
I don't know. You know,
you'd be flipping between the both.
You know me. Both are up for grabs. Bindi Irwin. Her pregnancy.
National treasure.
A national treasure. Yeah. How large is the animal now? Size of a small guinea pig? We'll get to the bottom of that. Huge music news coming down the pike. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through. But, Dave, you'll notice we've been joined.
It's a bit awkward, isn't it?
Live in the studio by our boss, who's Fitzy.
Here he is.
The head of programming
Mike Fitzpatrick.
At National. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Michael. Look, I want to talk about this ridiculous listy issue you brought up yesterday at the start of the show. The top 50 music jocks, radio DJs.
Of all time. Now, I defended you. Yeah. I said you should be on the list, and you're not.
You never said that.
Dave's been crowing because he's, what are you, Dave?
13.
13th on the list 13. Of all-time top 50 music jocks. You didn't scramble into the top 50?
Because you were
a little high
famous.
For my liking for Dave. I mean,
a little high for my liking.
Wow.
Where do you think you fit in the...
Well, I would have liked to have thought I at least cracked the 50, but no.
You're not the 50. We pointed out you helmed the cage for some time. What did you work with me on at some stage? We did a show, didn't we?
Going for Bronze.
Is it Going for Bronze?
What was that?
For the Sydney... I beg your pardon, Dave.
I'm sorry, I don't...
It was the defining show of the 2000 Olympics in Sydney.
Oh, wow.
Hosted by me and Billy Birmingham.
Oh, that would have been fun.
And did you panel on that?
I learned a lot. I learned how to pull Mick out of Billy the Pigs at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Learned some new words.
It's true. It's true. It's hard to argue. Now, I look at this list. How many have you sacked?
Four.
Yeah.
Happy to make it five, though, Dave.
Like, how dare you?
After your comments on yesterday,
what are you talking about?
Were you playing his first ever show?
Oh, what do you mean?
Here's a song from earlier this year, written by Paul McCartney. It's Veronica.
Oh, smooth.
Our 2BS car sticker today.
I want to win.
PDI 215 is the winner.
Right, okay.
Not the winner, sorry.
No.
Is the person that's been spotted with a 2BS car sticker. That's a white Tirana. So if you call into 2BS sometime this week. Well, today.
Oh, come on.
You win a six pack of Coca-Cola.
Come on.
Can I ask you?
927 Stereo 2BS. From his album, that's Tom Petty, Running Down a Dream. And before that, Tone Lock and the song Funky Cold Medina and Bat Dance.
Ooh.
That was a music of Prince taken from the Batman soundtrack.
Good song.
The song doesn't actually appear in the movie, which is a bit of a shame, because it's a good song.
It was a good song!
Can I ask, Fitzy, what happened to that beautiful little boy?
Yeah.
With that little dulcet tones, his little...
Fresh.
He worked with you on the Sydney Olympic show, I think is what happened.
I think we should have a listen to Dave.
I don't think I have any.
I'll push it then.
A classic out of the 60s for Jan and Dean, the little old lady from Pasadena. Also, Tommy Tutone there and Jenny, 867-5309. And Lenny Kravitz, Stand By My Woman, 2LM. It's 9-4.
Okay, Bert Newton.
No.
Why do you sound English?
No,
why are you sounding English?
Just starting and I thought that's how people talk
no
on radio.
Like
I know that.
This
now.
Is the most controversial list in radio.
What?
More controversial, I think, than the AC/DC.
Oh, man.
Coming in at number three.
Now, you're in a lot of trouble.
Goat.
So explain what's happened.
Well, obviously, we're counting down the Aussie Goat, the greatest of all time, as voted by the Triple M Club members.
Yes. And what's happened?
Bit of controversy today. Obviously, Angus Young's been taking money from the Ukrainians or something. I'm not sure what's happened.
The Russians are interfering. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. But AC/DC have come in at number three.
What that's very un-Triple M. Because they always dominate every time we do a countdown.
So who's coming in second and first?
No, I can't tell you.
Oh, you can.
I can't tell you.
You can. Can you bet on this?
Well, Glenn Wheatley did once own this radio network, so all I'm going to say is Masters Apprentices, maybe. Oh, I don't know.
Ted Mulry. Ted Mulry. Cheater.
Oh, my God.
Pussyfoot.
Pussy-na-na-na-na-ha-ya.
What is
number three.
Bucks Fizz. Who could possibly be, who could only be Guns N' Roses.
No, this is Australian. This Aussie is the goat. Australian list.
Aussie
oh,
goat.
My God.
I know. No, I can't tell you. Look, it's...
Cold
it's,
chisel.
It's very... It's
tell
very,
me.
It's worthwhile.
Well, you'll be... You'll be tracked down. You know what they'll do? They'll set fire to this building.
Yeah.
This building will be burnt to the ground. This will be riots, American style.
Can you imagine?
There'll be people in the streets. All right. Well, have we got the latest?
Well, we do. We're going to play an AC/DC song, considering they're the number three.
You want to apologise to our listeners in Orange, too?
Oh, yeah,
maybe
you
had
yeah,
a crack at
right.
them one day.
Played that Slash song, wasn't it?
You wanted me to play some ordinary track. And I didn't want
Slash.
To play it. Hello to everyone in Orange.
Yes. Yes!
The Australia Cinema on Summer Street in Orange. Is that still open? I don't know. Come on, Dave. Do
Call
your
now.
Job.
Let's Call hear now. AC/DC. This Here is Shot in the Dark.
Third.
Number three, Third the greatest only. Of all time.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Jane's version of TNT.
Because I'm TNT.
I'm a ukulele.
I'm dynamite. TNT. I'm in the spike.
Come on, girl. Let's get it going. Our home. Jump down. TNT.
Whoa, watch me explode. Yes.
Not a bad effort.
Imagine
that's
playing to AC/DC.
To the boys though. From AC/DC.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And, you know.
Under the
maybe
pump.
That's what's gone on the rock and roll lifestyle.
That's right. Jane's back next week, by the way.
I can't wait. All will be good. Mm. You dodged a bullet in that first segment. You were being
about?
Rude to our boss,
oh, Fitzy. He's gone.
He's gone.
You can talk about it.
And mate, you know what? You were lucky. I was going to bring up. Right?
What were you going to say?
All the stuff you've stolen from the station, and the most recently busted.
I haven't stolen
with an $800 chair,
$2,000,
a $2,000 chair. It's being stuffed into the back of the Getz. As we pointed out, the chair worth more than the Getz.
And that is true. No, there was some memo went out earlier in the year that his staff wanted to take a chair home for, you know, the lockdown. Sure. I mean, you might have had to have sort of rung someone first and organised it, but I just thought I'd stick it in the Getz.
Can so, I say this? Done. In your defence, I did see Fitzy on the way out rifling through the prize cabinet himself, looking at a pair of camouflage pants. A pair of camouflage jeans.
Oh, yeah, there's I've noticed those, the box of, it was Nina and Pasadena clothes. Is that what he's looking for? James is saying yes. Of course, mate. When
is
I
that
got
the only reason he's in?
When I got that Makita hedge trimmer, he got one as well. So don't throw me under the bus all the time. He walked out.
Do you remember he'd taken a mower and he was also driving the Triple M, what did we call
yeah,
it?
The Rock Patrol.
Thunder, the Rock Patrol home, and we knew... And we told our listeners, if you see anyone
right.
driving the Rock Patrol, beep them, wind down the window and call them a tight ass.
See, he's got four.
He rang me when he got home.
Oh, now, yeah.
He wasn't happy.
It's, yeah, not great.
Hey, is it time for a bit of entertainment
well,
report?
Do that.
Can we do that?
She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
And I'll handle this in her absence today, if you don't mind. I'm going to focus on SAS Australia, which is, strafing them in the ratings. It's
going well,
berserk.
Isn't it? Our man Merrick seems to be dominating.
Everyone's
going.
Yeah, Merrick, now do you want to hear? I'm going to play you a grab from Merrick from last night's show, addressing down Farris. What do I say
Farris?
His name?
Farris. Yeah, yeah.
He's a bit of a nasty part. What's he? He's the bad guy.
Seems to be, doesn't he? I'm not familiar with his work, but he's an actor from all reports.
He's an actor. I think Jane Kennedy worked with him on House Husbands.
Right? Oh, there
or
you
something.
Go.
And, anyway, look, I think he's in one of those, you know, what do you call them?
I don't know, reality show.
Lost interest.
But for us, he's underbelly.
He's a underbelly.
That's
thank
what you're you. Of. Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Too late. The cavalry arrived, but too late. But anyway, he's been a bit of a tough guy. He's been the villain. He's been cast as a villain.
He's not pulling his weight. I think that's
and
half the problem.
Merrick last night on the show hopped right into him. Have a listen.
You can join the team, brother. Seriously.
I am part of the team.
You can be part of the team for us. Don't f*** with us.
I wasn't f***ing with you.
You are, mate.
Three in a row, bud.
Mate,
three strikes.
We're all done with that
no
shit,
No one else
mate.
Has had it.
What are you done with?
We're done with you gobbing off to the f***ing DS, mate. Don't say anything.
I'm not.
Don't say shit to us.
What you, what?
Get through the f***ing course.
What are you screaming about, mate?
Because we're f***ing sick of this shit.
No, there's
Can
nothing
you not see this?
Listen to me. Calm down.
I don't have to listen to you. You have to
I'm
listen to us.
I'm not listening to you shout at me, mate.
No, for
Who do you think you are
going
to talk to me like that?
For us, please.
It's a sophisticated, complex situation.
It's not.
It's not so simple.
You just don't say anything other than yes stuff, no stuff.
Who's with me on this? Who's with me on this?
Oh, you go, Merrick.
Merrick raising the troops.
I love it.
Making a show of hands.
Yeah.
Can I say?
What's it?
Merrick, that's how Merrick talks to the staff at Triple M.
Does he?
Yeah.
He's that
like, that
real
could have
sort of,
been.
That's why he's no longer doing drive radio.
After every show, apparently, if he wasn't happy, that would be the way he would talk. He comes across as like a likable comedian, but gee. Yeah. Now, here's the other thing. The other thing watching last night is Jackson Warne.
Yeah.
Now, we've already called out Shane Warne for bad parenting.
Bad parenting, yeah.
You may remember when he couldn't identify, he said he's only eaten 10 types of foods. Yeah. Have you got the grab there? Couldn't identify.
Do you know what it is, Jackson?
The food? Soup.
Tomato soup.
Is that good?
I think so.
I've never had it.
Good. What?
I've only had like 10 different foods before.
Are you like a paleo diet or something?
No, I've just always had the same thing.
Tomato
soup. Had the same
That's
thing.
A staple.
You haven't had
up.
A tomato soup.
What are you talking about?
She's had a can of beans.
Yeah.
Find
oh, yeah.
I know his dad.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
would have been one of the 10.
That is bad parenting,
I would have
though.
Thought beans, pizza,
yeah.
pie,
mm.
pasty.
So he would have had tomato sauce, but not tomato soup.
He would have had tomato sauce, yeah. But not tomato soup.
Jeez,
and so I thought, that's bad parenting.
Yeah,
and I called my good friend Shane Warne out on that.
Yeah.
And there was more illustration of bad parenting when it occurred to me. Well, I learnt last night that at his age 21, he's having his first beer.
What the hell?
I've actually never had a beer either. Who would have thought? And there's no beer better to taste than Corona, because obviously everything going on. And Dan's also said, get on the beers. That actually tastes pretty good. Hang on. I don't know. Wait. Not bad.
So that was on his Instagram.
21.
I've never had a beer. And then his first beer is a Corona.
Jeez. That is bad parenting.
Yeah, and it had a lemon in it. And he goes, what's this lemon?
Yeah,
what's this? Never had that before.
But his dad
what's
was famous
like?
For putting his mouth, his lips right around a giant pot of beer.
He'd have a pot of beer. Mate, remember him at Ascot, the races?
That's right.
He's chugging down a glass. He's
exactly.
got a hand on the...
Oh, what's mate. Happened? That's bad parenting.
He could bowl with a beer in his left hand.
Yes.
He was. I mean, what's wrong Jackson. With you, Wardy? And Corona. Why would you have a Corona?
Rick Lane, wouldn't you?
It's so feisty. Mm. And then I'm flipping around and I'm seeing MasterChef the kids.
Oh, yeah,
and it's
MasterChef.
Complete opposite. Complete opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it doesn't matter
no.
what they present. They could present a mud pie with a candle on it and they'd have to go, that
Ooh,
is really
good.
Excellent, kids.
Genius.
You have done
Well done, kids.
Very good.
Five stars for you.
They cannot
nah.
criticise.
But they can't because they're kids. And you can't ruin their hopes.
Here's the show I'm going to pitch next year.
What's
it's
that?
Like a cross between SAS Australia and MasterChef Kids, where we get the guys.
Oh, no.
The trainers from MasterChef.
The SAS.
SAS. To tour to the kids.
Oh.
He's my pilot. I've already submitted it.
Really?
Why the f are you walking?
I'm looking for dried turnips.
Why are you walking?
I'm making jacquetel.
Hurry up!
So, I'm a little bit confused.
You gotta grip yourself.
I'm gonna hit him hard.
You wanna stun me?
With chili.
How much spice can you handle?
What did you say?
I just said, how much can you handle?
Stand here.
Okay.
Turn around.
Okay.
Stop yourself from suffering, because obviously you can't keep your mouth shut.
Guess what you're going to do?
What do I do?
Go in the water.
The water doesn't even look like it's boiling. It's just hot, but I have no option.
You're going to suffer even more because someone can't keep their mouth shut. Come on, let's move in. Get your head off. You're our liability. Why can't you? You're twice the size of her.
Stretch, stretch, stretch. You need to make sure you get in.
Stand up, you. Stand up.
Okay.
Stand up straight. Fucking me. You told me you had something to prove.
The only thing I'm worried about is my noodles.
I'll get a million excuses. Do it. Now. This is your opportunity. Go. Go now. Get in there. All the way. Look at me. Suck it up and get some water down your necks.
Does that make sense?
Yes!
Kids. Oh.
That's a winner.
I don't know what I want to
winner.
Watch that. All right. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy.
Malloy.
Now across the nation,
Kennedy Malloy's Music News.
Hey, just before you do the music news, I've just got a tweet, Mick. We had Fitzy, head of content, on earlier talking about Orange. Well, and Gary from Orange just tweeted through, the Australia Cinema in Orange isn't on Summer Street, it's in Lord's Place. So Fitzy got that
correcting
right.
Fitzy again.
Oh, just get our facts right so people know that's...
Now, we're doing music news. Yeah. Just let people know the interviews we've just done in the last couple of weeks.
So we've had we had Jimmy Barnes, we've spoken to Bon Jovi, we've had AC/DC on, we've had Ivor Davies, we had Rob Halford from Judas Priest, we've had the Rubens as well. It has been jam-packed. Tomorrow on Kennedy Malloy, we're going to be talking to Neil Finn of Crowded House.
New Crowded House
brand
music.
Brand new song.
And we'll be playing it here. And there's more good news coming down the pike soon.
Peter Garrett as well will be joining us on Friday. So how's that for a week?
We are a music station.
So much going on.
That's our DNA. That's what we deliver. Mm. And I want to take you to task, the 13th most popular DJ in Australian history, for calling Chumbawamba on yesterday's show a one-hit wonder.
Of course they are. Stop thumping.
And you're saying that's it. That's the end of it.
Well, give me another... Chumbawamba song.
Well, I did on yesterday's show.
what
was
that
a great hit, and you'll as soon as you hear it,
I can't
you'll
remember. What
Amnesia.
Was it called? Oh, Amnesia. How could that's not Chumbawamba?
Of course that's Chumbawamba.
Sounds nothing
Who
like.
Who else would it be? What does it sound like?
That doesn't sound like. Does it? They're two different bands. Amnesia is not. It could not be Chumbawamba.
What do you call it? You said it was a bit Eurovision.
Very Eurovision.
Okay, well, I found another one.
What do you mean?
Which will debunk your case. Let's listen to Chumbawamba a cappella.
Stand me straight against the nearest wall.
Oh, yeah.
Line up your bravest soldiers, oh. Yes. 10 good shots, I'll take
performing
them
this weekend
all.
At Festival Hall, the all-new.
Fell to the ground.
This is
the
a good bit.
Oh,
this is terrible.
Dave, that's not.
Take it back. That's a hit. Dave,
that you cannot say that is the same band. As...
Yep.
That's not Chumbawamba. It could not be.
That is Chumbawamba. I've given you three hits. Apologies.
Not three hits. One hit. I would like to see the charting position of Amnesia.
So the B flats. Remember the Simpson guys?
Oh, the B sharps. Yeah,
Do you have
I do
B
not,
sharps?
But I'm going to find some. I'll dig some out for you.
B
all right,
sharps.
Let's have a look for it.
Floating around. All right, that's some news. Now, in other news, David Hasselhoff, I get sick of this. Any devotees of heavy metal, I must get sick of everyone thinking they can have a crack at this. But almost to a man, they're the best musicians in the world.
Yeah.
They're formally trained.
Of course.
They know what they're doing.
Mm.
But every so often, everyone just thinks they can have a crack at heavy metal as a genre, and that's okay.
Miley's had a crack recently. She thought, I'll do some. She did was it Nothing Else Matters? So no matter how
far. Jeez. Stay in your lane. Play a little bit more, play a bit more.
Oh, I have to get back to start. She was a fan of Metallica
like
growing
she's
up.
She's yodeling.
But that's her voice.
Stop your warbling. But that's what I'm saying. It's not ready for heavy metal.
See if she can hit this note.
Stay in your lane. She got a cold.
I don't hate it.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, guess who's had a crack now?
The Hoff.
David Hasselhoff. I'd say stay in your lane, but I'm not quite sure what his lane is. I just don't know how he keeps
this is
getting
Baywatch
by.
Star.
Is that it? Is that what you say? The Baywatch?
Baywatch star.
Baywatch is his
and Knight Rider.
So your lane is running on the beach in your Speedos.
Yeah, that's exactly
supercar
right.
Kit.
Yeah.
Didn't he have a song about his supercar kit?
Well, he did a cover of a Ted Mulry song, you might remember, which I think went to number one in Germany as well. Jump in my car.
I want to take you home.
Yeah.
Yes, again, stay in your lane. That was one of my first ever karaoke songs.
What, Ted Mulry?
Ted Mulry, yes, it was.
Right. What's he done now?
Let's have a listen.
I'm David Hasselhoff, and I have a new single called Through the Night with Cusack.
Through the night!
Oh, no.
Through the night forever! Through the night we run!
That has been auto-tuned so much.
You got to stop it, guys. Hey, here's some news. Can I give you some news? It's Bruce Springsteen, who's coming out soon.
He's got the new album out now.
Can we tell we've got an interview coming up?
I'm going to be speaking to Little Stephen Van Zandt this Friday.
Oh, what?
I know.
How is that?
From the
Again,
E Street.
We get all the big interviews.
Looking forward to it. This guy, oh my God, what a body of work, Little Stephen.
Well, guess what? Yeah. And this is, again, why I love the boss. One of the few concerts I've ever queued up for, and I've seen him every time. I've seen him from the showgrounds to Hanging Rock.
So from born in the USA back in the mid-'80s to High Hopes.
Born in the USA
was
the first live concert I saw of his, when that album was the ranking, one of the all-time great albums of all time.
Still up there.
And it was at piping hot.
I remember.
And I've never experienced anything like it.
Imagine.
It's been a love affair ever since. And I also like him because he's a principled dude. If anyone, the people, those idiots in the South should be listening to this guy because he speaks to them and he speaks to farmers and he speaks to unions and he speaks to all that. He speaks to the battler, the Rust Belt and all that, but they still prefer to listen to some billionaire, faux billionaire called Trump. But Bruce Springsteen says he'll move to Australia if Trump wins re-election.
Which will be next week.
I'll see you on the next plane.
Can you imagine?
That's great. We'd have him.
Oh, my God,
we'd meet him
at
the airport, honorary Australian.
We stayed at Gadinski's place before, so he's got some accommodation ready to go.
We'd take him, wouldn't we? I'll tell you where I'd draw the line.
Or who's
Billy Joel?
He can come.
He can come.
He can bring some of
Billy Joel cannot come. Dave Grohl, will it allow Dave Grohl?
Yeah, he can come. Yeah, absolutely.
He can come? Johnny Depp? Well, he's been. You can't bring your dogs.
Pistol and Boo.
You can't bring your dogs.
No,
I'll tell you what, 133353.
Yeah.
Who do you think should come? Who will Australia take? And I know we've got our turn back the boats policy, but I think with big musical celebrities, horse celebrities.
So are you looking for celebrities? You're looking for musicians?
Famous Americans we would take or not take given the results of next week's elections. 133353. Give us a call.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
If David Bowie was still alive, you'd have him over, wouldn't you? Even though he's a
Brit. Would. Yes, I would. I wouldn't show his films.
No.
But not as a movie
You're not
star.
A fan of his theatrical work.
He never made the jump. But his music is
timeless.
Second to none. I was in San Francisco when he
died.
And that's a big music town.
Of course
and
it is.
It was like black armbands in San Fran. It was like...
And it was so shocking too because it was so unexpected, like David Bowie.
Because he kept it quiet.
Yeah,
he had known for some time, but he kept it quiet.
So sad.
Anyway, good on him. Thanks for you for a big, vast musical library. We're talking about people who want to come, if the election goes the wrong way, who won't want to migrate to Australia on the back of Bruce Springsteen saying he'll move to Australia if Trump wins the election.
Yeah.
See you on the next plane. We said meet you there.
Yeah, yeah.
We will...
But we're going to select, though. We don't want everyone. Some people will.
Now, before we get there, just before we get to that, Alan's on the line and he's not happy.
What's happened?
What's your beef, Alan?
My take is that I think that song's making my ears bleed. It's a sacrifice.
Which one?
The Metallica cover.
Oh, by Miley.
Yes.
This one. That one there.
Yeah, turn it off, man.
It's not bad.
Don't melt me speakers. Come on.
All right, Alan, you're on record. Thanks, buddy. Okay, let's get into it. Who would we take? Who wouldn't we take? Brad, who do you think we should take after the next election?
Yeah.
Mate, I think we should have Melania Trump.
Oh, Melania Trump.
You'd have Melania, wouldn't
well,
you?
Well, what's our foreign policy? I think we'd take her.
I think she can. She can come.
And what do you call it? And asylum laws. Under the asylum laws.
I don't mind it.
Melania, she wants out. Yeah, she's in some kind of hostage scenario.
Yeah, no,
she's
not
got, what do you call it, Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, exactly. She's not happy at home.
Give us a sign.
All right.
If you want to get out. Not bad. Matt's on the line. Matt, who else should we take?
Nikki, you're talking about Baywatch stars. It has to be Erika Eliniak.
Okay, now you sound like a bit of an aficionado here. Who the hell's Erika Eliniak?
Mate, just have a Google.
Oh.
She was the one in the Red Simpson.
A Baywatch girl.
Just watching the video now.
Jeez, you've hung on to that one, Matt. That was some time ago, that series, yet you still hold a candle for...
Erika?
Yes, Nikki.
Oh. I had someone around to watch like an old Bathurst.
Yeah.
Once, and I had all the boys around to sit down and put it in, and I taped over it with Baywatch.
Oh, right. Now, that's a man rule violation.
However, no, we still
Come to think of it. Come to think of it.
Yeah.
As stuff ups goes, yeah. It wasn't the worst. Good on you, Matt. Archie's on the line. Archie, who should we give asylum to if the election goes the wrong way?
Yeah, Mickey, you could meet him at the airport and hand him a bottle of cranberry juice. I reckon Fleetwood Mac.
No. No.
I agree. Stevie Nicks can come out.
No, they can go to King Island. I'll allow King Island or Roddy, but not mainland Australia. No.
Oh,
Fleetwood Mac.
What is your beef with Fleetwood Mac?
They're all over the shop.
No, they're not. They produce awesome music, and they have.
A bit hippie. Was it hippie?
Yeah, but they started in the 60s. Sorry.
Do you not think? I don't think they're appropriate for our station.
No, of course they are. They're rock's greatest hits. They're a greatest hits band.
Sorry, I should remember I'm in the presence of the 13th greatest musical DJ.
We're talking to Neil Finn tomorrow. He played in Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, that's right, and he would have been the most talented one on deck. And as long as he kept out of their four-day benders and group sex.
But that was back in the album Rumours was made around that dysfunctional time. That's what made it so great. Yeah, right on Fleetwood Mac.
They're very
kooky. They can come.
Very kooky.
Oh, they're not kooky.
I liked Tusk.
Oh, good song.
It is a good song.
Yeah, it is a good song. Love that.
All right. Yeah, no, just we don't want them. They'll be sent back at the ball. I tell you what, I'd get the sniffer dogs at them.
Get the Labradors ready.
I'd release the hounds. Yes. Just go up and start dry humping their legs.
Nick Fleetwood,
find out. What about Kerry? Kerry's on the line. Kerry, who do you think we should give asylum to?
Rob Thomas and Matchbox 20.
No.
Why?
Me and Rob Thomas have a showbiz feud that goes.
Yeah. I don't know whether you remember this, Kerry, when we had Rob on the show earlier this year.
And he did a version, a live version of a song for us.
Yeah, that's right.
And I said, we got to critiquing the song.
Yeah, this is what you said.
A great version. Look, not how I would have done it, but I think
understandable.
I think you've brought
understandable.
Some charms.
But that's why I'm rich.
He zinged me.
Yeah,
it's Rob Thomas.
It was the acoustic of 3 AM that they did. I remember that.
Whatever. Who cares? No, Rob Thomas. Oh, sorry, Kerry.
Jeez.
Chris, who do you think we should give asylum to?
Justin Bieber.
It's an interesting call. Mm. There's pros and cons. Cons.
Nobody wants
them. Cons, he's Canadian. Pros, massive wang.
Okay.
And
America doesn't want them.
If you've got a massive wang, I reckon you're welcome aboard.
Is that right? That's your critique. So no Peter Andre.
Peter Andre with a miniature chipolata. That doesn't sound good, does it?
Chris, Justin Bieber.
All right, Justin Bieber, we'll have you. Steve's on the line. Steve, who?
G'day, Mick. How are you?
Who are you thinking, Steve? Who should we give a sign to?
I'm thinking that great man from Las Vegas, Wayne Newton. I can just see you doing a duet with him.
I would do a duet with him.
Wouldn't he be good for the casinos,
Steve, a bit of Vegas in Australia.
Calm the farm. Give him a slab.
Case of Brick Lane, the draft's coming your way, Steve.
Quickly, one more. Yep. Steve, who do you think we should give a sign to?
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, man.
Yeah, one and only, Billy Joel.
Good stuff, Steve.
And Christy Brinkley.
Yeah, her too, yeah.
This is Kennedy Malloy, Mark Scaife next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
He's a legend of motorsport. He's got a brand new self-titled illustrated autobiography, which is out right now. It's the great Mark Scaife on Kennedy Malloy.
G'day, Mark. Thanks for joining us, buddy. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, guys. How are you guys going?
Very good. Congratulations on the new book, simply titled Mark Scaife.
Yeah.
And then the complete illustrated autobiography of one of Australia's most successful touring car drivers. And can I congratulate on the look of the thing? It's a classy look.
Unbelievable.
I'll be fine to put this down in the toot, which is where I do all my finest reading, by the way. Can I just, for not that anyone at Triple M would be unfamiliar with your esteemed past, but 90 race wins, 6 Bathursts, 5 Australian Touring Car V8 Supercar Championships, 3 times Australian Drivers' Championship wins, an all-time record holder for race round wins in Australian motorsport. You, sir, are on the Mount Rushmore of Australian motorsport. How was it? Was it fun to sit down and go through the the whole career retrospectively and compile this?
Thanks, Mick. Well, it was good. That was one of my best intros. Well done, mate.
A pleasure.
I knew you were going to smash me up on the creative of the name of the book. I knew that was going to...
I just don't know how you did it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did that meeting go late into the
Took
night?
Hours.
Did it?
Yeah,
we couldn't just go, Mark, or...
It, you know what it reeks of? It's like that bloke at Jetstar with a ponytail in the creative meeting who decided that he'd have no boarding passes that time. Remember, you just get on the plane and go your hardest for a seat?
Mate, you had to run.
It's a bit like that.
Mate, even the pilots weren't guaranteed a seat. I've been running for a... Yeah. So I've seen them run past me. By the way, pull your finger out. It's taken a while.
Been a bit.
You retired in 2008, did you not?
Yeah, I did, full-time. And I drove with Lounsey, finished in 2011.
No, you did. Yeah, of course.
But to your point, that's exactly right. I mean, it's one of those ones, when you start to put stuff into the written word and you know what it's like, you get to a stage where you go, gee, I better be careful about some of this. And I also need to... make sure I show some things that, you know, most people wouldn't see. So I was able to grab a lot of pics from mum and dad, and I also grabbed some archive pics out of some motorsport stuff in Melbourne, which that really helped. But I tell you my biggest failing, Mick, this is Craig Kelly in full flight, right? Because you know how he manages me.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I manage him more than he manages me. But anyway. So out of the back of that, he knows 1/5 of every number. He's got 20% of everything going ever. He says to me, let's do this thing. So, yeah, good as gold. And what we should do, mate, is we should get some contributors. Let's get some people to write things about you. Mm. That's come back to haunt me. So
okay,
I've had people call me a serial pest, a giant pain in the backside, a below average loser. I've had every man's dog whack me.
Oh, well, I wish I'd got that call. You would have had to have had a sealed section, let me tell you. So, Mark, let's unpack a few things here. There's a lot of stuff we know, and we'll get to that in a minute, but let's go back to... the start.
Mm.
Now, I'm fascinated to learn that your grandparents bought the local service station in Wyong and turned it into an automotive repair shop. Is it fair to say this is where you first got the bug from?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm pretty lucky, really, Mick, because I've been around cars all my life. And basically, since the end of the war, my grandfather set that up, and then Dad took the businesses over in the early 70s. And really, as a consequence of us being in the automotive game, plus Dad doing some racing. So the funny thing was my grandfather hated car racing. He thought that was just stupid. Dad did a fair bit of car racing, and then obviously I followed his footsteps. So Pop wasn't too happy about our forays into car racing. But at the same time, we, you know, our work ethic and the business has basically paid for me to get started, which was good.
What was his objection?
Oh, he just thought it was a crazy game.
Dangerous? Was that his fear?
Well, no, that was more my mum. I mean, she didn't have a big fit of the giggles when I started go-karting. She liked it more when I was playing rugby league.
Yeah.
She didn't like me going go-karting.
Like most of the best drivers in the world, you came up through go-karts in 1981 and kept going. I don't understand this. How did you move into the cars when you were 17? You wouldn't have even had your license
yet. That's the point.
Well, that was the funny part. I actually had my racing license before I had my road license.
Oh, right.
I got failed for overconfidence when I did my road license.
You were doing burnouts at the time, I believe.
But you know that stupid road safety thing that we got going, because we think that three-point turns and hill starts and reverse parks save lives, right?
Yeah, so, good point.
Which is just absolute crap. So I'm doing that on a hill, and I didn't use the handbrake. I was just heeling and towing. So I backed into the spot, drove it out, did the three-point turn, and then drove down the hill. And Fred decided to fail me for overconfidence.
Oh, man, what an idiot.
Boo! He knew what he was doing. Now, Mark, like a lot of motorsports enthusiasts, I did what I imagine everyone's going to do when they get to this book, and rifle through until they get to the Russell Ingalls section. The infamous 2003 Russell Ingalls Eastern Creek trackside incident.
Yeah.
So just so people are clear, you've been nudged off the road, in your opinion, unfairly. You've waited an entire lap for him to come past to make your point known. On the basis of that, we'll get you to respond, but let's have a listen to the audio of the incident.
This is Russell Ingall and Mark Scaife. We said that it was a very fiery situation brewing.
I tell you what,
Now, I have never seen anything quite like that, because that is...
There'll be big issues over this.
Big thing, Neil, is that is not a post-race confrontation, which we have, of course, seen in the past on a few occasions. That is during race conditions where Scaife has stayed on the circuit just to have a go at Russell. And it took a while for Russell to circle round to that position.
Okay, your side of the story. Unpack it for us.
It was the last race of the year. It was Ford versus Holden. So it was Ambrose and I. He was going for the title, and so was I. And Ambrose's teammate was Russell Ingall. And Russell Ingall fired me in the fence driving along in a straight line. So I was absolutely feral. as the factory team for Holden, we were basically tipped out of that year's championship with that action. So that was the biggest fine. So he was fined the largest amount of money in Australian motorsport history when all that unraveled. I got in trouble for not obeying the officials by not getting behind the concrete wall and basically waving my fist. But the funny part was, once I was standing out there waving my fist, he actually aimed the car at me at that stage. So that wasn't very nice either. Yeah, it was pretty average.
How's your relationship these days?
Yeah. Not great.
Gee, I hope he's contributed to the book. I'd like to hear what he has to say about you then. So, there's so much stuff to go through here. As we pointed out, what a great career and all those stories and all those wins and those Bathurst wins, everything's in here. I have to ask you right now about this year. Holden finished their time in Australian Motor Racing with Bathurst. Peter Brock, Lowndes, Scaife, Perkins, Wing Cup, everyone all cut their teeth at Holden. Is this how important a moment is this in Australian automotive history?
It's a massive part of our history, Mick. You know, and I think, you know, one of the things that you have to contemplate when you think about Holden's brand being retired, which was announced on February 17 this year, is that every family's got some sort of Holden story, haven't they?
Of course. You
know, your pop might have had a Ute, or your brother might have had a Gemini or a Tirana, or you know, your sister got a license in a Barina or something, right?
We were all asked from a very early age to choose choose wisely because you will carry this for life.
That's it.
Exactly. And I think all of Australia has been touched by Holden. Actually, I had someone say to me today, a lot of people have been touched in a Holden. So you know, the old Sandman, the old Holden Hotel, that went pretty well in the day.
Yes.
But it is a brand that's just been ingrained in our culture and our DNA. And for it to be retired is a very, very sad thing this year, for sure.
It is. And who do you see? So Chevy are going to come in. The Camaros are coming in. Are you hearing anything else about any other manufacturers entering the fray?
At the moment, the Camaro is a big part of the story because, you know, I reckon my old man taught me one thing was to, it's better off to keep a customer than to try to find a new one. And I reckon the Holden fans can gravitate across to a Camaro.
And make the leap.
Exactly. And that becomes a Camaro Mustang battle, and the GM Ford thing continues. So I think that's strong. We'll continue as Supercars to look at other brands to come in also. But I think that the substance of it would be Camaro versus Mustang.
All right. Mate, we could talk to you for hours. We'd love to get you in maybe even again before Christmas. What a great Christmas present for Dad.
God, it's amazing.
What an incredible read. Done. I know my mates will be sitting around. We were so locked down again this year in Melbourne where we're from, but everyone I know was camped on the couch for Bathurst, which is Christmas for a lot of blokes I know. The book is called, you're not going to believe this, it's incredible. Listen, Mark Scaife. So, don't get it. Mark, thanks for your time today.
So
hopefully catch up and talk to you soon, mate. Congrats on the book.
Thanks, guys.
Mark Scaife joining us there.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. With Jay, the Song Whisperer.
It's Kennedy Malloy.
It's Kennedy Malloy. Big second hour coming up.
Wow.
Trouble all over the place. But in the meantime, synopsis, please, Jay.
A man is deeply, deeply in love in a slightly obsessive way. He's way into her. He strolls through the facts, loves her, wants her, needs her, strangely would like to be her father. That's what he wants. May not be what she wants because she is leaving.
Mandy. Barry Manilow?
Barry Manilow. Sadly, no.
What are you gonna have a guess?
Or? What about how deep is your love? But I was thinking the Manny Pacquiao version. And you come to me in a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love. No,
I think that's what the kids call meta.
Is it anything by Chumbawamba? What's the result?
The poll, So we put up a poll saying, do you believe that Chumbawamba is a one-hit wonder?
No.
Now, James, I was checking the poll results before, and it was 96% saying, they're a one-hit wonder. Absolutely. Lock that one in.
No one heard the acapella.
Maddie's put a couple of more Chumbawamba songs in if you wanted to hear them.
Oh, yes, please.
Well, there's a new one called Bella Chiao. That's not the same band.
No.
That cannot be the band
that's
giving
back.
If you love that one, you might like Time Bomb.
Horrific.
That's horrific.
But as you can see how talented they are, and that's more than what. So, what's your song? Do we have a winner?
We don't. We haven't even gone to the calls yet.
We haven't even gone to the calls.
No, we're about to go to the news.
353, if you think you know what the Whisperer's up to.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Coming up in this hour, the great Lee Sales so joins good. Us. Some big politics to ask her about. And is she comfortable with her ratings in Maxim's
The Hot Ultra 100? Tune, Maxim.
I would like to get to the bottom of that. That's the big one as far as I'm concerned. We're going to get into SAS Australia. We may have some food news. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. Let's start at the top of the Song Whisperer.
Yes.
Give us that synopsis again, please, Jay.
A man is deeply, deeply in love in a slightly obsessive way. He is way into her. He strolls through the facts. He loves her. He wants her. He needs her. Strangely, he would like to be her father. That's what he wants. May not be what she wants because she is leaving.
Drama-rama, anything.
Oh, good song.
Yeah.
$100 bills. I just wanted to hear more of it.
Can we put that on our playlist? Can you make that?
Keep it going.
It's not it, is it?
We're not
bad. Like, Dave, you got one?
No, I've got nothing. I've no idea.
Let's go to the callers. Matt's on the line. Where are you calling from, Matt?
Yeah, Mickey.
Where are you calling from, buddy?
From Albury.
From Albury, Wodonga. Yeah. So now you can cross the border and you guys can still talk to each other? Yeah. No, you can't.
Not yet.
No. With a permit, we can cross, but, mate, it takes only 5 minutes one night and half an hour the next night. That's a nightmare still.
Swim across the Murray with a dagger between your teeth. That's what I would do, under cover of darkness. We're at Echuca Moama filming Cracker Jack, and I remember, and someone got murdered in the town. It's a true story.
Oh, no.
And we were interviewed by the police, and they said, "What were you doing at the time?" And they go, "I'm just telling you, everyone's alibi is I was drinking with Bill Hunter." Anyway, good luck up there for Wodonga people. You can probably have a beer again. What's your song, mate?
Mate, it's Shandy by Kiss.
Oh, Mick.
Got you all over it.
I want to go on with Beth.
Beth,
are you calling?
Beth would be a good one.
Shandy's
got a little bit of a Chumbawamba feel about
Their ballads weren't their strong suit. No. Oh, and I love Kiss. Yes? No?
Not Kiss.
No, it's not. Hey, Matt, we're going to give you a slab of Brick Lane, the draft coming your way.
Beautiful.
All right, Melissa's on the line. Melissa, where are you calling from?
Calling from Frankston.
Oh, Frankston's favourite son, you know that. And I love Frankston.
I do know that, Mickey.
Gateway to Melbourne's Côte d'Azur, I call it.
You're looking for a statue, aren't you? That's
I'm
what you're
for
angling
statue.
For.
I want a statue.
You can replace that silver gnome.
That's I want a statue of me, a nude like David.
No.
Like the statue of David, but with a much bigger wang.
Okay. Why not?
Okay, Melissa.
See if you can lobby Melissa. Okay, what's your guess?
Is it Father Figure by George Michael?
It's not a bad guess. Yeah. I just can't see us playing that.
It's a good guess, but it is not correct.
Bad luck, Melissa. Not to worry. Give her a slab, please.
Slab of Brick Lane, the draft available at Dan Murphy's. Slab coming your way, Melissa.
Feel free to drop my name around Frankston.
Oh, will do.
Okay, Melissa. Murray's on the line. Murray, where are you calling from?
Hunter Valley, mate.
Cool, they make a good drop. That's one of Jane Kennedy's favourite places in the world.
So good.
Guess, please, song.
The Doors, Love Her Badly.
Yes, well, I would have thought that ticks a few boxes.
Sure does.
You know I have a Doors tribute
band. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just I come out in brown leather pants. No top.
Oh, really?
And I just get up to Mike and I go, Mr. Mojo Rising. That's all I got.
Sorry, Murray, you had to hear that.
Haven't even got the band together. Yeah,
400th time.
It's okay for Murray, even if he had to hear it another time, because he's right.
Hey! Oh,
let's get it on. The Doors, a prize coming your way, Murray. That includes a Kennedy Malloy perch pack. We'll also get you a case of Brick Lane, the draft as well. Don't go anywhere because Lee Sales from ABC 7:30.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And she is the superstar of ABC 730. She's a friend of this show. It is Lee Sales on Kennedy Malloy.
Hey.
Let's just start with the big one and get it out of the way. Congratulations on you storming into the Maxim Hot 100 list. Sorry, I should give a quick title. The Ultra Tune Maxim Hot 100 Hot List for this year. And congratulations. Is it your debut or is this how many years have you been nominated now?
Look, I mean, I assume I'm in every year, Mick. I mean, look, I don't know. You know, I didn't actually even know that I was in it until you guys raised it with me. And then what I assume, so maybe you can fill me in. Is it some sort of exhausted middle-aged mother's edition? Or
no, it's not. But you are in what I'm calling the thinking man's crumpet section, which includes yourself, Jane Kennedy, Tara Brown, and Susan Carland, of course. Now, Jane has just got you at 77. You're 79.
You'd be happy with that, though.
I think Jane probably lobbied a little.
Milked it.
Look, you'd be disappointed. What if you came in, if you were number 100? You'd be a little disappointed. You'd be feeling a little bit like, oh, wow, I'm the, like, least hot person.
That's right. You'd rather be a bigger fish in a smaller pond in that regard.
You'd rather be 79, wouldn't you? I mean, look, I think there isn't... Isn't what they do, they're making the list of the hot people, and then they get to a point, don't they, where they go, look, we've got to give a bit of a nod that, you know, being smart is sexy, don't we, even though we know it's not really, but let's just get some of those brainy chicks on so we can give a bit of a nod to that kind of thing.
I hear you. It's the same as funny is sexy, and I go, yeah. That's not my experience, I have to say. And Tara Brown, I mean, for a child kidnapper, I think that 76 is a very rating. All right, don't respond to that, by the way. Lee, is
look, I'll just...
Well done, Lee. Well done.
The correct answer. We're having a bit of audio issues from our end, Lee. So I'll tell you what we might do. We might go to a song and come back. And we've just got a little... It's our problem.
Slight delay.
Our end. And I've got some big... I want to talk to you about the American elections, which you're covering again on your show tonight.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about your interview last night. And Kylie Minogue, which is coming up.
All right, Lee Sales with us. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
By the way, Neil Finn is going to join us tomorrow. Crowded House are back. They've got a new song. We're going to play that. We've got Peter Garrett on Friday as well. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, and Lee Sales from ABC 7:30 with
Maxim
us.
Maxim Hot 100 is number 79, but also, I should point out, does host 7:30. To last night, I was watching 7:30. You know, I watch every night. Your show is where I go to get my politics and to learn about what's going on in Australia and the world. You had Major General Cosgrove on talking about the role of the Governor General and his thoughts on where it's going in the future. Do you think there's any? There's no chance in the short term that this is going to change, is it, Lee?
No, I mean, do you mean are we going to become a republic?
In any time.
Yeah, no, until the Queen dies, it's not even on the radar. Yeah. And then when the Queen goes, I think that the conversation will start again. But his point was, he sort of seems to be in the camp of if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
And so he said it just depends heavily on the model. And, you know, Australians proved in, was it 98 or 99? I think 99. Mm. That we're pretty conservative when it comes to change on this stuff.
Military man, Governor General, and he actually gave me a wake-up reminder call, which I would like to play for you. This is how I woke up for a year.
Private Malloy, get out of bed. You sack of bones, get out of bed. We need you. We need you out of bed now. Stand up. Get dressed. Get ready to go to the dawn service. Oh, by the way, don't put on those tracky dacks. Don't want to see any improper parts. So get yourself neat, tidy, upright, and get moving. Peter Cosgrove signing off.
Wow. It's amazing how that gets your attention at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely. Let that's me tell you. Really good.
Now, who's on tonight,
Maxim,
Lee?
Is he on the Maxim Hot 100?
No, but guess who you're talking to, by the way? Ralph Magazine's Man of the Year in 1997, I think it was.
Wow.
Hello.
What an honour.
Yes. Wow. I can't even remember what the criterion was.
Is your shirt still off? Because this is getting me hot under the collar.
Well, I've unbuttoned it and tied it in a knot at the bottom, kind of Peter Allen style. So.
I've got to do the show in 2 hours.
Yeah, he's got maracas now.
Hey, now tonight on the show, you're covering the American elections. It's part three. I've been watching it. Yeah. Where do we go from here? What happens on Wednesday our time? What do we need to look out for? Mm. Lee?
Okay, so when the counting starts, on the east coast of America, that's where it starts. There's a few big states. Watch for what happens in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Florida, because they're the swing states.
Yep.
And so when you start getting some decent numbers coming in, if in any of those places it's a sort of, you know, clear wind towards Joe Biden or trend towards Joe Biden, that looks really good for Biden.
Yep.
If it's towards Trump, that's sort of good for Trump. So those states are the ones to watch. And if it's tight in those places, it's going to be tight everywhere.
So if Florida, if he loses Florida, it's very hard for him to win. Is that a fair comment?
That's right. Yeah, and Pennsylvania too.
And Florida, we should know on the night, they're pretty good with their counting, aren't they, traditionally?
The problem is because of coronavirus, there's been so many early votes, and so nobody knows quite how the count is going to go and whether we will actually get a result on the night. So, for example, in the planning we're doing for our election night coverage, we're thinking the most likely scenario is that we won't have a result on the night.
Wow. Right. I should do it like TV Week do the Logies. we should all send in a host. Hey, now are you? Can I ask you? Are you doing true or false? You're doing an interview with Kylie Minogue.
I am.
Where? Oh, when?
Tonight. Tonight I'm recording it after 7:30, and then it's airing tomorrow night. She's in London, and I'm here.
Okay, make sure you ask her about the day we spent at the zoo.
You and Kylie.
I'm sure she'll remember.
Really?
It was
okay.
It was
what happened?
Well, so I can't talk about it.
Oh, you can. You've mentioned it.
Still in the courts. No.
what happens at the Melbourne Zoo stays at the Melbourne Zoo.
Well, being an actor, I was out there observing the animals.
Oh, is that what you're getting into?
Oh, look, it's a long story. Right. Hey, while we're talking about the arts, congratulations on your appearance on Bluey. Now, tell me how this came about. I'm fascinated to know how you got on Bluey as a voice. You were asked, obviously. What a great honour. Nice.
I was. I'm playing two characters actually in the current season of Bluey: Ice Cream Lady and Coco's mum.
Oh, wow! you're a chameleon now.
Yeah,
you're doing it all.
They just rang and asked me, and of course, you know, I said yes because I've got young kids, and so, you know, they love it. But I made the fatal error of big noting myself to my kids immediately, and so I went home and said, "Oh, guess what, kids? Mum's going to be some voices on Bluey." And then it took, like, you know, because TV and things like this have such a long lead time, so it took about 18 months from me telling them to when it actually happened.
Yeah.
The kids just have ranging me every single day, so it was such a relief to finally show it to them, and then it just blew their tiny mind.
So it blew their tiny mind. I had the same thing with my boys. And, what's the character again? Glenn Robbins' character.
Russell Coit.
Yeah. And I was on Russell Coit and I went, "Oh, Dan, you're ace." Jane Kennedy was on The Wiggles, I believe.
She was Dentist Jane.
Open wide, look inside.
I tell you what, she might go down with a ship, Lee. The Wiggles, give them a wide berth. They are controversial. Have you heard about Papadam Gate?
No.
Oh, well, no. Someone's unearthed the song they did called Papadums, which is Papadums, Papadums, Papadum, Papadum. There it is. Now, there's a few of the woke brigade have come out and said it's culturally insensitive. Here we go. It's a bunch of white people dressed up as Indians, poorly singing Papadum over and over. The only person not singing is a person who appears to be Indian. It's pretty damn offensive.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Now, I remember when they did Hot Potato, Hot Potato. The Irish didn't come out and go berserk.
Hot Potato, Hot Potato.
Oh, no, that's politically unsound. I tell you what, I just hope if they do get in trouble, Jane goes down with it.
She should. She absolutely should, undoubtedly. I met one time at the ABC, I was with one of my kids, and Jimmy Giggle from Giggle and Poo.
Oh, nice. Rockstar.
It was pretty big. And my four-year-old just stared at him and said, "How did you get out of the TV?"
Oh, that's cute.
That's and then awesome. Jimmy, to his credit, immediately said, "Well, how did your mum?"
Good point.
Do we have a bit of Lee in action on Bluey?
Yeah, I think
we've got you. Yeah, take a listen. Yeah.
Please tell us, please.
The kids watching you, Lee, is it?
Yeah, that was my kids reacting when they saw it. That's so realistic, my little guys.
How amazing.
I think we do have a grab there as well, Dave.
Okay.
It. All right, well, we'll play it when you're not with us. Lee, tonight's 7:30. What do we need to know?
US election special part three, and we're having a look, of course, at Melbourne's reopening, which is a great day for Melbourne. Everyone's so happy down there, and so doing a bit on that.
It is like, I don't know, the end of a war, yeah. Or so, there's sailors kissing women, there's right. People dancing on. In the, well, no, socially distanced dancing in the street. We're not out of it, but it's just such a great moment to get through. Oh, good on you, Lee.
Well done, Lee.
We always love you coming on the show. Speak to you soon.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
You got it. 7:30 tonight, ABC. That's Lee Sales.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy back next week. You got Mick Malloy here right now. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
And I mentioned, we're going to do a bit of kids chat here.
Kids news.
I was talking about the Wiggles. And I, look, you know, I don't get woke. I just think, I don't get cancel culture.
No, I don't
know. I don't, you know my thing?
I think
is,
it's common sense. That's what
it is. I just don't go how you think you're so, you believe so heavily that you're right and everyone else is wrong. If you believe it, live your life by it, but don't make everyone else do
I'm
it.
With
just
you.
try and change hearts and minds through your actions.
Just be happy
without
though.
Sitting there lecturing everyone. So the Wiggles are copping an absolute pounding by the PC Brigade, the Woke Brigade, because of a song they released in 2014, which is called the Papadum Song.
Which kids would love.
Kids would love, of course they do.
In front of the telly with their Wiggles outfits on.
Their first encounter with the idea of what a papadum is.
They sing
songs. It's not, they're not being mean. Featured in an episode of Ready Steady Wiggle. The episode sees Purple Wiggle, Lachlan Gillespie, and Kimberly from next door make some Indian food. The pair sing papadum, papadum, papadum. But it isn't just like you sing, it's the whole Wiggles.
Right.
So then they round for them on a social media, of course, where all the great minds.
The keyboard warriors.
The keyboard warriors who aren't cowards at all and don't mind. And, you know, poking you in the chest with their opinions.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of white people dressed up as Indians.
It's the Wiggles.
It's what they do. As we pointed out, they do hot potato, hot
That's
potato.
That's the Wiggles. That's their shtick.
You didn't hear the Irish complaining?
No.
Next one.
Cold spaghetti. The Italians aren't going off of that. You know what I mean? Mashed banana.
But actually, it's inclusive. Yes, of course it might be well received, but they're kids. Yeah. It's colour, it's movement,
exactly.
It's fun. It's a call for them. Now, you may say, don't listen. Well, the Wiggles have had to come out and release an apology for not understanding and being more culturally sensitive than 2014. Sorry if I sound like an old
miserable
bastard, but...
It's
really?
Just common sense. It's fun for the kids. Let them watch the Wiggles. That's what they do. That's why they're great. That's why they're global stars. They're massive overseas. They tour all around the world.
Their hearts are in the right
them.
Place. The
Absolutely.
Kids love them. Parents love taking their kids to those concerts. They've done nothing wrong
we
but
did it
entertain
with our kids.
Kids and
our
do
kids
it beautifully.
Grew up on the Wiggles.
And educational.
Yeah.
And somehow this is being seen to be culturally insensitive. Yeah. Wow, I'm glad I'm not your child, whoever's writing that rubbish.
What else you got with the kids?
Halloween, trick-or-treating is going to be allowed under Melbourne's third-step COVID-eased restrictions.
Oh,
never
geez.
Quite understood this concept. I know Jane's a huge fan of it, and I know the kids love it.
Yeah.
But when we spend our whole lives telling your kids not to take candy from strangers.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Am I just crazy? But to say, okay, kids, except for this night, we're go to every stranger
take
you've ever
buckets,
met and take...
Fill them up.
Take candy.
That's right.
And especially, I think, in a COVID scenario.
How are they going to do it, though?
Well, everyone's saying you leave it out the front. Jay, get our producer in.
Oh, he's
in
a big,
he'll
big American.
Because they're contemplating That's this in America doing. At the moment as well. How does it work in America, Jay?
So I talked to my mom the other day in St. Louis, Missouri, and she said that for Halloween, she's going to put out a card table with a bowl of... candy with a sign that says, please take one. And I said, how long do you think that's going to last, Mom?
Not a chance.
They are going to rumble you.
That'll
that's going to be a
lot.
Smash and grab by the kids.
She said, well, once the bowl's gone, we're turning off the lights and going to bed.
Well done, Jay's mom.
Good luck. I mean, I love the kids having fun.
Yeah,
please
yeah.
work out a way to do that sensibly.
Mm.
And, of course, the kids on MasterChef I'm loving.
Yeah.
I just feel they're getting a free ride, though. I think they should be taken to task
by
the judges who won't. So we were wondering if maybe the guys from SAS Australia combined and got in there and just roughed the kids up a bit, what that would sound like.
Why the f*** are you walking?
I'm looking for dried turnips.
Why are you walking?
I'm making choco towel.
Hurry up!
So I'm a little bit confused. You get a grip of yourself.
I'm going to hit him hard.
Do you want to stun me?
With chili.
How much spice can you handle?
What did you say?
I just say, how much can you handle?
Stand here.
Okay.
Turn around.
Okay.
Stop yourself from suffering, because obviously you can't keep your mouth shut. Guess what you're going to do?
What do I do?
Go in the water.
The water doesn't even look like it's boiling. It's just hot, but I have no option.
You're going to suffer even more because someone can't keep their mouth shut.
Come on, let's move it. Get your head off. You're our liability. Strike on you. You're twice the size of her.
Stretch, stretch, stretch. You need to make sure you get in.
Stand up, you. Stand up.
Okay.
Stand up straight. Fuck me. You told me you had something to prove.
The only thing I'm worried about is my noodles.
I'll get a million excuses. Do it. No. This is your opportunity. Go. Go now. Get in there. All the way. Look at me. Suck it up and get some water down your necks.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Oh, little kid. This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's thanks to Neds and the Filter Form, which is giving punters the chance to find their perfect match.
As we come up to Derby Day, the greatest...
Your favourite.
Day of racing on the calendar. Mm. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again.
Tell me.
What about something for the Shetlands?
No.
You got four group ones. Hey, race for the Shetlands.
Yeah.
Well, what about this?
Mm.
A celebrity race on Shetlands.
Not bad.
Because every other sport has a celebrity. You know, you can get on the cars or the bikes or the whatever.
Yeah, but they're very tiny horses and there's some very big
imagine
celebrities.
This, a celebrity race on Shetlands coming up the straight at Flemington.
Yes.
Take me, Matt Preston and Eddie McGuire in a box truck.
Whoa.
You cannot lose.
Peter will be on board with that. Maybe your Clydesdales. I'm not sure about your Shetlands.
Maybe something on the Clydesdales?
Yeah.
Over the hurdles.
That's
a hurdle race
with the CUB thing behind it.
Do you know what? Neds would find a way to get you to back
you get a winner out of that.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
The IT nerds down at head office down there would find a way to back a winner, even in races like that, because that's what they do.
Yeah,
they've got
genius.
A filter, Dave.
They're the best.
They've got the filter. They've worked it out. Mm. They will find your perfect match for every race.
So you get on your phone, you go, oh, what's the last, one last race, top jockey, things like that. You punch it into your phone, and
you
then
put
it comes
the
up.
Information in, information back.
Yeah.
And they give you, this is what you want, these are your choices.
I like
they
it.
They whittle it down.
Well
they
done,
do the heavy lifting, allow you to be freed up to, well, just be you.
Yeah,
enjoy
right.
the day.
That's it.
Go hands free. Enjoy
right.
yourself. What do you reckon? What about this split multis? What do you know about that?
Split multis is the way to go because what you can do there is, and it's brand new to Neds, by the way, they allow you to select more than one runner in the same race.
Okay.
So when you blend your runners together, you'll get a special fixed odd price for any
what
of them
What more
to
can
win.
They do?
It's amazing.
They are literally laying out the groundwork, the red
this
carpet,
is...
for you to run amok on the big day, on Derby
well
Day.
Done, Neds.
Have you ever been there, Dave?
I've not been to Derby Day. I've been to Cup Day.
And if you have, you wouldn't be in my section.
No,
you'd
I know.
You'd be in the general
downstairs
ticket.
Yeah.
You know where the guys who wear football shorts and top hats
exactly
and
where
tails?
I would be. I wouldn't know what a bird cage looks like. You know, I'd get through there and have a look.
Well, we wouldn't allow you.
I know that. I know that. I know it, mate. I've
got you.
I'd
have
my
you
place.
Removed if,
would
you, if you tried to go in.
Yeah. Mickey, it's me, Dangerous Dave. He just walked the other way.
I don't know him. I don't know him. Go and taser him. Taser him and have him removed. Hey, it's the biggest day of racing.
Derby Day.
I'm telling you. And given the group ones, they should be easy to pick.
Easy
peasy, lemon
right.
squeezy.
And of course,
is lemon squeezy running?
They're going to run too, all the horses, unlike that horse that our favourite, Chautauqua.
Well, I'd like to sit running in the Derby.
They stand well. He hasn't jumped. He hasn't jumped, Chautauqua. He stood there again.
Okay, don't back that horse.
Neds probably would have picked that.
They would have worked
Neds
that one out. Way it goes. All right, well, neds.com.au, that's where you get the app. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Hotline, 1-800-858-858 or gamblinghelpline.org.au.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, that's another show for the day. Well done.
Fitzy wants an air check.
Oh,
Fitzy has just called us into the office. He wants an air check. You're in trouble.
Why?
Because
you throw
him,
me
you
under the bus.
You went him again while he was standing there and you suggested he shouldn't have been in it. You should have been higher. You rubbished his...
I didn't.
You rubbished
Don't
his,
throw
his
me
early
under the bus.
Days.
This is nothing to... Fitzy's one of my greatest supporters. No, he is. He has. He's been fantastic for me over the years here at the House of M's. I'm a big fan of Fitzy.
You are.
No, I'm serious.
What about Dan? Because Dan sacked you a couple of
Dan,
times.
Dan is the content director. Dan Bradley. Of he did sack me once. Yeah. Yeah.
But Fitzy ever sack you?
Built a bridge. No, he's never been. I've never been sacked by Fitzy. No, I haven't.
You've been hauled into the office though.
A couple of times, a few sort of frosty air checks and stuff. But no, he's been like he sent me to Bon Jovi in Nashville. He gave me that gig to
sit down.
He sent me to Reading in the UK.
Can you stop pointing at me? No, it's really unnerving. It's really.
I didn't even realise I was doing that. I'm very sorry about that. Hey, well, that's the show for today.
Who's on tomorrow?
Neil Finn is going to join us. The great Neil Finn.
Can I play him my version of Puddle of Mud's version of Nirvana's version of their own
single?
A little bit. I'll take it.
You can't play
because he's very good at acoustics. I'd like him to.
He's arguably one of the greatest songwriters in the world and singers.
I'd like to crowbar my way into Crowded House.
You can't.
Why not?
Oh, it's Neil Finn.
How do you reckon he's going after Fleetwood Mac? I hope they didn't talk him into like 3-day benders and group sex. You know what that outfit's like.
Oh yeah,
they are.
They were the most dysfunctional band in the history of rock and roll. Fleetwood Mac. It's an amazing story. But Neil Finn. So Crowded House got a new song.
Have they?
We're going to play it tomorrow.
Okay.
We are going
to. Do
be
I
the
get
first.
To hear it first? Or?
Hasn't been.
What if I don't like it? Given, can I?
Well, I don't think you have any say on that.
All right.
Well, so that's tomorrow. And Jim Jefferies is going to join us as well. So Neil Finn, Crowded House, new song. Jim Jefferies down the line from LA. That'll be tomorrow's Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.